Ron Van Dam. He's got what the kids call mad skills, which he thought meant he was really good at being angry about everything. Well, live and learn. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. Okay. Can you believe I couldn't even say the beginning of the show without stuttering? Unbelievable. I overslept today. I just did. I had a sleepover. I overslept. Same thing, same words, just in different ways. But wow, I don't know what happened. I don't sleep very well. It's a talent that, you really should have. People say, I don't sleep well. Well, then you're not kind of learning anything, are you? I don't sleep well. I have pain in my back. I don't sleep well. Well, maybe you should learn how to do that. Maybe you should sleep good. Yeah, but I don't sleep well. Well, figure it out. Isn't that important? Yesterday, I didn't sleep well the night before because I don't know how to sleep. No one ever told me. No one told me how to sleep correctly. When you sleep wrong, you wake up, you have pain. I slept wrong last night. Whoa, you can't figure that out yet. How many years have you been alive and... you did it wrong. Supposed to close your eyes and then wake up the next day, but you're not doing that right. What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you pasting yourself to the ceiling? That's not sleeping well. That's not sleeping right. That's sleeping wrong. Are you curling up in the corner of the room? That's not how you're supposed to do it. Are you drinking a gallon of alcohol before you go to bed? You're not doing that right then. I slept wrong last night. I don't know. I don't know what got into me. I slept wrong and I don't know how to sleep well. Oh my God. Doctors come out with these reports, you know, that how many hours of sleep you need every day. Who the hell do you think you are? Don't tell me how many hours I need. You also need to drink 8 glasses of water a day. Oh, do I? Otherwise what? Do I get ticketed? I'll tell you something. I cut off the tag that's on the pillow that says do not remove by penalty of law. I cut it off. Nobody arrested me. Shh, don't tell anybody. Did you think as well that when you remove that tag from the pillow that people would arrest you and it was a federal crime and you'd be in jail the rest of your life? Why are you in here? Why are you in here? I murdered somebody. Why are you in here? I removed the tag from a pillow. Bastard! You bastard! Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's a thing. It's a thing. No, the tag is, I think, for manufacturers or retailers. Can't remove the tag, and I think they go to jail. I don't think you do. Once you buy the pillow, you can do whatever the hell you want. But you can't sleep wrong. Do not sleep wrong. Anyway, hey, welcome to the program. Thank you for being here. It's a pleasure to be with you. The time that we spend together is consequential to basically nothing. Actually, people listen to this show just to say that they survived it. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a thing. Anyway, I wanted to talk today about people as I do every day. Recently, as you know, the government released all these records of unidentified flying objects, UFOs, aerial phenomenon. I don't know. To me, aerial phenomenon is the flying Luendas. Remember them? They were a high wire act. Has nothing to do with anything. But anyway, apparently there are things that are identified that go on in the sky. Yeah, some things in the sky shouldn't be there. Like JetBlue. JetBlue, is that the airline where you have to pay for everything? In other words, if you bring a suitcase with you, they charge you $2,000. I'm flying today. Did you bring a suitcase? Well, of course. I'm flying. Well, that's $5,000. Wow. And I think you actually have to chip in to pay for the gas. I don't know. I think JetBlue, they charge you for everything. Excuse me, flight attendant, where's the bathroom? Oh, that's, you go up the aisle, and there's two doors. One is the cockpit, the other is the bathroom. That's the bathroom. You go there, and you take your credit card. It's $16 to go to the bathroom. What? This is JetBlue. I don't know if it's JetBlue where you pay for everything a la carte. I think it is. I'm not sure. They don't have any seats. I think it's where you stand up and you hold on to the little handrail. Is that JetBlue? Is that JetBlue or is that... Which one is that? I don't know. I think it's JetBlue. You pay for the peanuts, not by the bag, but by the actual individual nut. Is that JetBlue? I'm not sure if that's JetBlue. Anyway, to me, that's an unidentified flying object. What is that in the sky? Is that a flying saucer? I think it's JetBlue. I'm not sure. Oh my God, run for your lives! It's almost like you're walking your dog and, on the street, and a JetBlue plane flies overhead, and all of a sudden you feel something moist and wet on your shoulders. Uh-oh. JetBlue. They just dump it in the air. Yeah, when you go to the toilet on JetBlue, it's just a hole in the bottom of the plane. It's really embarrassing, but that's how they do cost savings. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. I think when you buy a plane ticket on JetBlue, I think they charge it by the mile. I'm not sure about that, but I think that's true. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. JetBlue. They named the entire airline after a color. You know, it's kind of an odd, kind of very kindergarten-y, you know. What are we going to name our airline? Jet America? How about, let's just choose a color and shut up. Can we do Jet Blue? I don't know. Is that, can we, how about Jet Green? Nah, I don't know about that. I don't know. Let's do blue. Can we do blue? Oh, sure. The stewards there, the flight attendants, the guys don't wear pants. Did you know that? Yeah, it's not because it's like sexy or anything. It's just that they can't afford it. It's crazy. It's crazy. Anyway, how did I get into that? JetBlue is so cheap that they don't land, they just drop you off. That's weird. That is a weird airline. Strange. Anyway, they ask people that sit near the emergency exit if they're qualified to sit there so they can help people get off the plane in case of emergency. On JetBlue, they ask you to help people off the plane when they land. It's just, it's odd. It's just very odd. They don't have one of those little ramps that come out to the door of the plane, so you walk out of the plane and you're in this little this little ramp thing, and there's no stairs that they roll up. In JetBlue, they just there's that inflatable chute that just and you just slide out of the plane. Yeah, it's true. It's the emergency slide, which was also a dance at a wedding I went to recently. That is so embarrassing, by the way. The electric slide. I don't know if millennials know what the electric slide is. It's not an escalator. It's something that they only do at weddings, and they still do it to this day. It's a song from like 1723. The pilgrims used to dance the electric slide before they even had electricity. It's a song. And DJs play it because it tends to get everybody up on the dance floor who's stupid enough to dance to it. If you're stupid enough to get out of your seat when you're dressed really well and get out on the floor and do the electric slide, then you're stupid enough to be at that wedding. It's just it just divides the stupid. The DJ says, hey, everybody, we're going to do the electric slide. Everybody who gets up off their chair and goes onto the dance floor is a particular set of people. Everybody who stays seated at the table has a little bit of dignity left. The electric slide. It's a very cult kind of thing to do. Again, millennials don't know what the electric slide is. It's like a dance. It's a dance. It's a dance that was created for people. You get on the dance floor, and then everybody watches you make an ass out of yourself, and it's so entertaining. It really is, actually. It's a cult because the person who sings the song, and I can't play the electric slide because then I have to do money here. I have to pay for that, you see. I don't have one of those licenses where I can just play any song I want. They're all like copyrighted and things, and there's a fee to every once in a while I'll play a little part of a song, no more than 10 seconds, and I'll get a notification through my distributor saying, "No, you can't do that. You can't. You don't have the rights to play that. I just want to play 10 seconds of it. You can't do it. You can't do it." Why not? People write songs so that people can hear it. Well, you can't do it. But isn't that the point of a song, for people to listen to it and enjoy it? Yeah, but you don't have the rights to it. You can't listen to it. Why can't I let you gotta pay to listen to it? Then why'd they write the song? Well, to make money. I guess it wasn't to entertain, it was to make money. So I can't play any part of the electric slide. So if you don't know what the electric slide is, you're just going to have to Google it later on, pay for it yourself. In any event, the person who sings the song, I don't know who sings the electric slide. I don't know who's on the record. I think it's Benny Slide or something. That's probably his name. He tells you to do things. It's like the Macarena. Are you familiar with the Macarena? Have you had the Macarena with like a marinara sauce? It's very tasty. Little grated cheese. Yeah. I also thought the Macarena was like a comforter, like some elderly person macromade it. That's what the Macromea. It's just like the electric slide. The Macarena. I thought the Macarena was the last name of my neighbors. Hey, you know who's moving in next door? Who? The Macarenas. Oh, that's interesting. How are the Macarenas doing? They're fine. And the Macarenas kids? Oh, they're doing well. They're doing well. They're all in jail now. They're in jail? What did they do? They murder somebody? No, they removed that tag from the pillow. They shouldn't have done that. Everybody knows you shouldn't do that. I know. But they did it anyway. How many years are they going to be in jail for removing that tag? Oh, it's life. It's life. It's life. Wow. The poor Macarenas. They must be heartbroken. Let's make a dinner for them and bring it over and present it to them. What do you want to give them? Macarena and cheese. Anyway, the Macarena and the Electric Slide, it's when people get up and they make moves on the dance floor. All right, everybody turn to the left. Now turn to the right. Now go into your partner's pocketbook and take out some cash. Now put your finger in your nose. Now take the cocktail that you're holding in your hand that you shouldn't have on the dance floor and spill it into your partner's pants. That was all. You know who created those dances where they tell you what to do and without asking any questions you do it? It's Simon Says. Simon Says, turn to the left. Simon Says, turn to the right. Simon Says, move your legs. Now move your arms. Oh, didn't say move your arms. You're out. Remember that, Simon Says? Whew, Simon, man. Telling us what to do. What is this, like a Nazi government or something? Yeah, it's the Macarena and the Electric Slide. You do what they tell you to do. And if you don't, there's hell to pay. Macaroni and cheese. Everybody loves that. When you think of comfort food, that's food that's comfortable. What are you having for dinner? I'm going to have a steak. That doesn't sound comfortable. I'm going to have Indian food. Oh, that's definitely not comfortable. You'll be careful with that stuff. Macaroni and cheese. Oh. What a no-protein piece of crap dinner that is. But we love the macaroni and cheese. Little pieces of pasta dripping in cheese. It's like, whoa. Kraft got a hold of that idea. Oh, they really did. Kraft macaroni and cheese. It's not even real cheese. It's powdered, look like cheese. It's not food. It's orange colored powder. And then you add a little bit of milk and a little bit of butter, and oh, it'll stop your heart with love. Kids love mac. As soon as you say macaroni and cheese, a kid will actually drop what they're doing. Even the little devil children whose heads turn 360 degrees and they spit out venom, they'll even stop doing that to have macaroni and cheese. Whoa. We have some very strange things going on. I was driving by in the town in which I live, in the town in which I was born, in the town in which I live, there is a there's a McDonald's and there's a Burger King. McDonald's is doing very, very good business. I think they have little salads now. I think you can get an apple with your Happy Meal. That doesn't make kids very happy, but it makes the parents a little happier. I don't think they have macaroni and cheese, though. But anyway, McDonald's doing very well. Those Golden Arches. I get confused between the Golden Arches at McDonald's and the St. Louis Arch every time. Every time I get confused between the two. But about a block away is a Burger King, and I feel so sorry for Burger King. I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this, but whatever happened to Burger King? These wars have been won, and we didn't even realize it. McDonald's has outshined Burger King. So there was nobody in the Burger King parking lot. That's weird. Does nobody like a flame-broiled burger anymore? Burger King lost. Now, I don't know if this is just a regional problem, but where I live, there are many Burger Kings, and they're all doing horrible business. They're trying to come up with all kinds of different things. The Big Mac has won out over the Whopper. Same thing in the pharmaceutical wars. There used to be on every corner a CVS and a Walgreens right next to each other. It was a very odd placement of controversy. The two, they'd be like right next to each other. Yeah, it's, I need to get some antacid. Well, there's Walgreens and there's CVS. Oh, man. This is driving me crazy. No wonder why I have, wow, this is driving me crazy. I'm going to ask an indigestion to figure out which store to go into. Well, CVS won. They won. Walgreens does very well, don't get me wrong. But CVS won. It's true. Let's face it. Walgreens does okay, but not close to the CVS's. I've seen a lot of Walgreens close. CVS's, they're multiplying. You go to bed at night, you wake up, there's another CVS there. Now there's a CVS right next to another CVS. They can't stop. Same thing started to happen for a while with Starbucks. Remember that? Remember Starbucks? I can't go into Starbucks. I can't. Their coffee is too rich for me. And also, I don't know how to order from them. I don't know their game. You have to read a whole book of rules and regulations. You have to learn another language in order just to order a coffee at a Starbucks. They don't have people working behind the counters. They're baristas. The fuck are you talking about? Is that a 4-year college degree? What do you do for a living? I'm a barista at Starbucks. Whoa. Okay. I ain't fucking with you. There's a whole language. I don't even know what it is. I think it's a grande latte, means orange juice. I think. I don't even know the language. I don't know the lingo. I don't know what to do. It's like the soup Nazi on Seinfeld. If you order incorrectly, they'll throw you out or you'll be shamed by the other patrons. Some people go to Starbucks just to sit there with a laptop and make it look like you're important. I think it's a status thing. I'm not sure. I don't know. There's no small, medium, and large. It's grande, pacte, flopte. I don't know which it is. I don't know what's what with these people. They're very confusing people. I don't even know how to park my car at a Starbucks. They have parking spaces, but I don't know how you're supposed to park in them because they have their own way of doing everything. I don't know. I think if you want milk in your coffee, I think you have to get it yourself. When I go to other coffee places, they say, would you like milk in that? Do you want milk and sugar with that? Yeah, you're going to do everything for me. Yeah, sure. What the fuck? You're going to charge me more? No, I'm just asking you if you want milk and sugar. We'll put it in the coffee for it. Okay. Starbucks. I don't do that. The one Starbucks that I went to, and I don't know if it's typical of everyone, I guess it is, you put your own damn milk in there. We're selling coffee, not milk, bozo. Get your laptop, open it up, and let's get to the game. What if you go to Starbucks and you don't have a laptop with you? Can you get in still? Do you have to rent a laptop to get in? I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm too old to go into Starbucks. Everybody in Starbucks is like between the ages of like 22 and 35. After that, you better go somewhere else. You have outlived your generation in a Starbucks. I think the coffee's quite expensive as well. I'm not sure because I haven't been in one before. I don't know what monetary system they use. Is it? Do they still using the American dollar bill system? I don't know. Do they have their own cryptocurrency? Starbuckios? Well, how much is that going to cost me? That'll be 20 Starbucks. Starbucks? What is that? Oh, you have to buy Starbucks to get in. You collect 100 Starbucks and you get a free swizzle stick. Get out! You mean I can take a swizzle stick home with me? Only after 100 Starbucks. Can I trade Starbucks on the open market? Not for points. What do I get if I have 200 Starbucks? You get three free air miles. Which airline? JetBlue. Really? That's not so bad. Do you ever have Sweet and Low? It's sweet, but it's low. I think the low means that it's low in calories because there's no sweeteners, so it's sweet, and then it's low. Why isn't it low and sweet? I don't know. Because it's more important that it's sweet than that it's low in calories. It's sweet, but unbelievably, it's also low. Wow. Sweet and low? Both in the same little packet? Yes. How do you fit them both in there? Wasn't easy. First, we had to make the packet a lot bigger to fit both the sweet and the low in. Then we decided, let's just put less sweet in and a little more low. Wow. Sweet and low comes in a packet that is, it's either it's a light blue or it's a pink. And I used to think I need the light blue packets because I'm a boy. I think the girls have to have the sweet and low packets that are pink because they're genetically different inside the little packets. Did you ever have a sweet and low that came in a pink packet, but yet you're a guy? I mean, for the rest of the day, I wore a bra and high heels. There's something genetically weird in those packets, I gotta tell you. Oh, it's true. Try doing the cross-gender sweet and low packet. I don't know. I've been told to stay away from the artificial sweeteners because they'll sweeten artificially. But if I have the real sugars, it could kill me and send me over the edge. What to do? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm running out of time for today. Thank you so much for being here. You've been wonderful. I'm going to be back again tomorrow with a brand new program, but until that time arrives, I wish you peace. Mm-hmm.